Mr. Henry, your book tells the story of a fleet of passenger ships that sailed the Great Lakes. Describe these ships for us. What were they like?
Well, they were on the external dimensions were impressive. They were close to, some of them were close to 400 feet long. Few of them were paddle wheel steamers. The newer ones were propeller steamers, and they were beautiful on the outside because they had the iconic red, white, and black smokestacks of Canada Steamship Lines, which complemented their all-white hulls. But the beauty was more than skin deep. You could look at a couple of these ships, and you'd see clear story windows with sunlight bathing the staterooms beneath them, frescoed ceilings, Corinthian columns, and in a couple of cases, splendid paintings, one patterned after one in the Louvre by a noted French-Canadian artist. And even on the simplest of services, the three-hour crossing between Queenston and Lewiston down to Niagara-on-the-Lake and across Lake Ontario to Toronto, you'd find a ship with a mahogany panel dining room. Really quite extraordinary, I think, for just a day excursion vessel.
These were elegant ships.
That's right.
Yeah. Was the intent of these ships basically to move people from point A to point B, or was this more about recreational travel?
Well, that's a good question. As the services started out, they were point A to point B. There were a mode of surface transport that often took business people as well as people on recreational trips. But as the age of the automobile progressed, it became primarily a vacation mode of transportation.
Now, you mentioned a trip from Lewiston to Toronto may take about 3 hours or
right.
so, but these ships sailed all over the Great Lakes, right?
That's right. That was just one of five services in the CSL network, and it was really extraordinary. There was nothing like it. That on the westernmost service went from Detroit to Duluth, Minnesota, at the western end of Lake Superior in the Continental Heartland, all the way down to the lower St. Lawrence River east of Quebec City. And that's a distance that's the better part of 2,000 miles. Nobody had such a comprehensive passenger route system as Canada Steamship Lines, which is why I wrote the book. It was so extraordinary.
And as a young man, you had firsthand knowledge of this. You traveled on these ships.
Well, unfortunately, I got to travel on only one of the Canada Steamship Lines vessels, and that was the one that ran from Queenston to Toronto, which was, of course, closest to home, which was Buffalo. But I saw some of them in other ports, and what really whetted my appetite for this whole mode of travel was during the 1940s, when I spent childhood summers on the Canadian shore of Lake Erie. Every night, a large overnight paddle-wheel passenger ship would go past our house on its way from Buffalo to Detroit. And when I say these ships were big, they could accommodate 1,500 people in overnight accommodations. Well, that company was the Detroit and Cleveland Navigation Company, and as the name suggests, American. But it wasn't long before I learned of a much bigger fleet, and that was the one operated on the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence by Canada Steamship Lines.
Now, the last ship of this kind, the passenger ship, sailed in 1965.
Right.
What happened?
another good question. A combination of factors. The Great Depression helped to shrink the fleet. There were accidents, horrific fires, but most of all, the inroads made by auto and air competition. And it's interesting, a reporter from the Toronto Globe and Mail wrote some years ago, "The love affair with Great Lakes passenger ships began to fade when the first automobile sputtered down the first paved highway in Ontario between Toronto and Hamilton in 1912. So That's about a century ago already. Things were beginning to turn south for passenger steamers.
Mr. Henry, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Okay, you're very welcome. Nice talking with you, Jim.
John Henry is author of Great White Fleet, Celebrating Canada Steamship Lines, Passenger Ships. I'm Jim Ranney, WBFO News.